What's up, Hyperfast Nation? On this episode of the show, we are talking to the project manager of the EXP Luxury Division. If you want to sell higher-priced homes, don't miss this episode. Welcome to the show, Trey Salinas. All right, welcome to the show today, Trey. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing amazing, and I'm excited to have you on to talk about, you know, how you're helping agents sell luxury homes, sell them quicker, sell more of them, get in front of more luxury clients. So why don't you give us a little bit about your background and, you know, bio and, you know, how you got into the position of, running the luxury division at EXP Realty, which I think just crossed over 1,000 members, or I don't know what the current size is, but I know it's growing fast.
We are above 1,200 members and growing every day, so that's wonderful. Just quick little bit about me. I've been in real estate for close to 15 years. I'm licensed in Illinois, Colorado, and Nebraska. And I came to EXP after having an opportunity to own, run, and operate two luxury boutique brokerages in the Denver metro area. I've also run a 25-plus person team in Illinois, so definitely boots on the ground, been in the space of selling luxury real estate. So I'm happy to be here, so excited. I've been here several months now. What a wonderful product that we have for our luxury membership.
What made you want to, you know, give up running your own luxury boutique and then, you know, attach yourself to a big giant like EXP?
Yeah, I'll be honest. That wasn't necessarily in my 10-year plan, right? Or my 5-year plan. I think I got to the point where, you know, in my business, my day-to-day, outside of mentoring and training agents, and of course, helping to train and run an operational staff, I was busy. I was going to 100-plus listing appointments a year, right? And that had me all over the place. And while I thoroughly enjoyed it and enjoy the rush and the thrill of being at listing appointments, being in front of people and helping them, you know, achieve their objectives with their, you know, own personal property, it really took me away from family, right? I have two young kids, 2 and 4 years old. You're probably going to hear them at some point in time, so I apologize. They're just running amok in my house at the moment. But I wanted to have my time back a little bit. I'm lucky enough to have also built a portfolio for myself of rentals and flips, et cetera. So I have a nice income stream coming from that. So right about the time I was selling my book of business so that I could venture off into hopefully other real estate projects, I had the opportunity to meet Amy Weaver and Michael Valdez. And they just had such a great opportunity here with EXP Luxury. So very uniquely, I found myself being offered a position, and here I am today.
What was the process like of selling your book of business or your brokerage? Because a lot of broker owners and team leaders like build really amazing businesses, but then at the end of the day, they don't have something that they can sell, or they didn't build it with selling in mind. So it's not very fruitful. But so how was that process for you?
It was good. It was a unique process because really the thought was I had to comb through my entire book of business to get a better understand of what that valuation looked like and what that would be worth to somebody. I was lucky enough to have a business partner. And my partner is who assumed that book of business. And so while it wasn't like anything, you know, life-changing, like a huge payout or anything like that, it's paying dividends in the long run, right? So I am able to collect, a bit of a royalty over a certain time period. We worked it out very eloquently. And so it was really like more so like a golden handoff than anything else for, you know, my entire clientele that I had worked with and or knew and or sphere of influence in the area. So it was unique to say the least. There was lots of contracts put in place and definitely some legal help. But overall, I think it worked out in both of our best interests. So was excited about that.
It probably helped to have someone that really knew the business there to kind of step in rather than having to sell it to a complete stranger where then the key man risk and all that kind of goes up because you're switching principles.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? And it's just good to know that your clients are in good hands, right? At least for me, it is good to know that. In addition to that, you know, my business partner had an opportunity to work with me for several years and understand how I operated, understand who I am as a person, what my clientele looks like, right? So there's a lot of nuances there traditionally that weren't there for us. So that was a really nice, you know, feature of it. And then the cool part is that, I mean, theoretically, I can still work my own sphere of influence. Should I still want to do any sort of buy and sell or my own family and friends? There's really not necessarily a compete clause put into place from that perspective. So while I do consider myself, for the most part, non-transactional, there are occasional friends or family that pop up, and I am still obviously actively licensed in 3 states. So every once in a while, a listing will hit the market.
How long were you running that boutique before you moved on?
So I ran my team in Illinois for about 6 years, and then I ran my team in Denver for roughly 5 years. And then that's when I was sort of making my grand exit.
And then you were both of those were independents, or were they associated with any other company?
Both of those were independents.
Awesome. Yeah, we ran an independent for like 8 or 9 years before we joined EXP, and I'm still kind of kicking myself for waiting so long, because you look at all the different agents that have come and gone over the years, and you're like, wow, that really could have been a nice time to have built RevShare with, you know, with doing what you're doing normally, just to sell homes and grow. So.
Oh, absolutely. And being at EXP now, you know, I think that had been approached several times by all sorts of different brokerages. But the truth was I liked what I had. I liked the control that I had. And, you know, it's really hard to agree to any sort of split when you can efficiently operate a business, right? So I think for me, it was a hard red line no. And now looking back, being a part of the structure, I probably could have doubled and tripled my production, right? And built RevShare and done all these other things to, you know, set myself up for the future. So yeah, I definitely kick myself now for not jumping on the bandwagon a little bit earlier. But needless to say, that's unfortunately how it had to play out for me.
No, we're the same way. And you know, it's hard when you've built your own thing that you have identity in that, and then it's hard to let that go, and you think you're letting it go, but you're really just putting it on a platform where it can get bigger and better. So we've all been there, those of us who've built first and then, you know, moved over. But talk to us a little bit about EXP Luxury, because, you know, I first heard about it when I moved over. I think they just rolled out the program. This was, I think, at EXPCon in 2022. And I know it's gained a lot of traction. So, like, what is it? Who is it for? How does it help our agents?
Yeah, so Luxury at EXP is in its infancy. We've been up and running for like a little over a year now. It's grown tremendously, and we have a phenomenal offering for the membership. Most important, and what I think is so incredibly unique about the program, is EXP Luxury was built by top producing luxury agents for top producing luxury agents, right? And I mean that in like the full sense of, it was really put together by a group of what we call, council members, right? Which was 5 top producing EXP luxury agents who really had a need for luxury as a whole and said, EXP needs to have luxury. Like, we do luxury transactions, and we, you know, we want to build something great for the EXP community. So I think that is so unique, because you go to some of our competitors and, you know, it's very much so corporate built, not necessarily built by the agents, right? For the agents. So with that in mind, EXP offers a membership that provides a luxury agent really unparalleled curated content and sort of a plug and play platform that they can utilize to accelerate their business. So, of course, very similar to eXp as a whole, we offer sort of this global singular reach, right? We're in so many different markets across the country, 90,000 plus agents and growing daily. Luxury itself right now is in 12 different countries. Hopefully, we'll expand to 20, you know, our entire 24 global market. As far as countries is concerned, here in the next, you know, few years, maybe even closer than that. But so far, we've expanded to 12 different global markets, which we're really excited about. In our platform, it gives you the ability to syndicate listings, okay, to the likes of like your Wall Street Journal, your Luxury Estate, your Robb Report, Mansion Global, Unique Homes, plus like 78 roughly international syndicated sites. So that alone, the value that it brings is really worth its weight in gold for anyone who truly has luxury clientele who wants their property really disseminated across the globe and put in front of the eyes of, you know, some of the most discerning, you know, buyers across the world. You know, in addition to that, the platform provides a complete dedicated luxury design center. So you're talking everything from like mailers, social graphics, business cards, you know, stationery, open house reports, anything that you could, you know, think of is there. So that really it empowers you as a luxury agent to create, you know, bespoke luxury collateral, right? And almost effortlessly, it's like a plug and play solution. So there, our goal is like, hey, supercharge your production and saving time and maybe even saving admin. I know running a boutique luxury brokerage myself, I had admin all the time and I had several of them and each, you know, had to have a listing coordinator, had to have a pending coordinator. Like I had a coordinator for everything, right? So just to help me make sure nothing fell through the cracks. And I definitely had somebody solely responsible for any of our curated content, any of our marketing, you know, any of my presentations, whether a marketing presentation or a listing presentation, right? And this platform really provides that space, sort of like your all-in-one solution, you know, as a luxury agent. And it's really what a very select clientele is going to expect from, you know, a luxury agent. So that is sort of it, very short and in a nutshell. But in addition to the platform, you know, the great value of the membership is the fact that once you're a member, you all of a sudden have access to 1,200 luxury agents globally. You know, every month we're hosting masterminds, we have a workplace group and chat set up so that we're constantly in communication with other luxury agents and brokers. And then we do all sorts of training. So, you know, once a month, there's a training on how to utilize the platform. There's a training on who some new vendor partners are that we've just partnered with. We have some really notable vendor partners right now, the likes of like Luxury Presence for us, you know, luxury website creation. Also, Follow Up Boss is one of our vendor partners for a CRM solution. So really, our goal has been here, if I'm a top producing luxury agent, what do I want and what do I need really in order to provide the absolute best curated collateral to my luxury clientele, right? To lock in that listing that I've, you know, been after for a year, 2 years, whatever it may be.
So more training, more reach to different groups, and then it looks like a ton of solutions, whether it be marketing, CRM, websites. What are the qualifications to be a member of eXp Luxury?
General baseline qualification is we want you to have closed 3 transactions at or above $1 million in the last 2 years. Okay, that is the general baseline. What we say is, because, you know, just even here in America, from market to market, they're so drastically different. Another way to qualify would be a 3 times the market average value. So to close, right, a property that is equal to or above 3 times your market average, you'll have to have closed 3 of those in the last 24 months. And that qualifies you automatically to come in and join eXp Luxury. In some markets, that baseline is super low. You know, you go to LA and that's not luxury at all, right?
Right.
In other markets, you know, small town America, that is absolutely luxury to sell a $1 million property or three or more of them, right? So we really like the three times the average. And luckily here in the States, we have the ability through MLSs to look up all that information and see all your production overseas. That's been a little bit of a different solution that we've had to go by in order to find that production. But those two solutions will qualify you to enter as a luxury agent. The last solution would be, let's just say you're a brand new agent, or let's just say you're an agent in an area where, you know, really $1 million is true high luxury and you don't have that access. And so you'd like to utilize luxury for your $600,000-$800,000 homes, which are truly luxury in your marketplace. We have a certification process as well. So you can get into the luxury program using our certification rather than using the sort of organic qualifications.
And what's the cost per year?
So our annual cost is $2,500. And that is just, it's billed up front, no monthly payments or anything like that. And it renews annually just on your renewal date. So sort of like if your start date was today, next year, this is going to be your renewal date. Our certification course, should you choose to get certified, is $595. And that's it. No other surprise fees, no other monthly fees, anything like that. And just for some, you know, really good food for thought, in the syndications alone, through our platform, you're allowed to have 10 listings syndicated through our platform at any given time. So 10 concurrent listings, okay? Should you reach out to all the syndicates that we currently have just for one listing, it'd probably cost you $2,500 a month, okay? To have one listing syndicated to all those syndications.
In that price.
What's that?
There's a ton of value in that price then, if you're getting
absolutely
indications, the marketing, the training.
So that's really where it's worth its weight in gold, just in the syndications alone. But of course, if you're in luxury real estate, you know that syndications don't necessarily sell your house. It's great if some millionaire in China sees your $25 million home and says, that's the one I want to buy. But really, theoretically, you're thinking to yourself, like, that's 1%. Right, of what's actually going to happen. The syndications are nice. You get these beautiful printout reports of how many people are clicking on your home, etc. And that is wonderful. And I think that has some true value to it. But really the value is all of the features you're going to be able to use from our design center, from marketing, all the collateral you're going to be able to provide the client. You know, I think that's the real value, in addition to some of the masterminds, the access that you have to luxury agents, you know, around the globe. That is huge. And that's the real value.
Yeah, it's going to help you win more listings at the end of the day.
Oh, absolutely. And you understand what luxury is doing in all types of markets, right? In addition to that, we have this really cool area where, hey, everybody wants a referral, right? We have a luxury-only referrals area. And so the goal there is to make sure that we're, you know, adequately providing referrals to our agents across the globe who are luxury, who specialize in luxury. And you have the ability to really, I guess, sort of vet who, you know, you're going to be giving this referral to.
Well, if you look at other luxury brands or old school kind of brick and mortar shops, I think one advantage that we're going to have at eXp is that we're in like every single market, every single MLS. And most of the luxury brands that are brick and mortar are kind of clustered around, you know, metropolitan areas. And they're just not going to have the reach that we do.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I think that it's just so few and far in between where your brokerage is truly handing you luxury clients, or your brokerage is the reason why you're landing a luxury client, right? That does absolutely happen, don't get me wrong, but it's so few and far in between. Most people who run a luxury business, they're the brand, they're the name, right? eXp is not the one who sell, you know, who should not be the reason they necessarily get the listing. It should be because they are trusted, right, as an agent. And they are the professional, right? They're the one curating the content for this particular client. And that's really, in the luxury space, that's what you are. You're a curator. You know what I mean? Most likely, if you're selling a $25 million house, your client probably is going to know more about that house than you do, right?
Right.
They are very heavily invested at $25 million, right? And so they are very clear on what it's worth, what they have, what they don't have. And so really, at the end of the day, it's just, it's unique. It's not like going and selling, you know, $250,000 houses or $500,000 houses. It's just, it's a very different space. And, you know, from that perspective, what you need is you need, you know, some solutions. So while you could, as any agent, go out and find some syndications, et cetera, especially with some of our competitors, they offer some of those syndications a la carte. What you can't find is really that platform that's going to allow for like more of a plug and play solution. And then, of course, that community, right?
Yeah. And I think that, you know, just sticking on that point, that $25 million client is probably not calling the broker office and saying like, hey, I like this brokerage, can you assign me an agent to sell my house? Like they're calling you because they've seen your branding or know your marketing, for the most part. And I would think another advantage that eXp have is the platform allows you to be the brand and you to be the marketing, rather than a lot of the older companies where the signs all kind of look the same or the branding is more about the brokerage rather than the agent.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So eXp really gives you the ability to really uniquely, right, have yourself over the eXp brand, which is awesome, right? Or your own branding, your own logo, whatever that may be. And we offer that within our design center as well. In addition, just being part of the luxury community, it's really nice to know who some of the people are who are very active within the luxury community, because those are the people that get reached out to right away when someone is looking, right? Oh, I just had somebody sell in Denver, Colorado, and guess what? They're headed over to Charlotte, North Carolina. I know the agent that I'm calling because I've seen them. I've seen how active they are within the luxury community. I see the listings that they're posting in the luxury community. These people are going to take care of my client, right?
Yeah, no, great point. So year in, it's expanding 12, you know, hopefully 24 countries soon, 1,200 plus members. What's the feedback and results been so far from agents that are a part of this?
Twofold, right? So first and foremost, the agents who utilize the platform, are active in the community, go to the masterminds, I mean, they love every bit of it. And right, they feel like they're getting a steal. You know, they're like, this probably should be a little bit more expensive. And then there's the agents who are like, hey, I signed up for luxury a year ago. I still need to like get jump started on that. Like just your very typical agent, like I haven't even logged into my portal yet, and which is totally fine. We're all busy people. We all run our businesses differently, and some of us have more capacity than others. And for those, we're just encouraging them like, hey, log into your platform, attend one of our weekly sessions on how to utilize it, right? How to get the most out of your membership. Like those things are important. So that's sort of where we've been. We've had very, very, very few agents who are like, I didn't like it. It wasn't worth it to me, right? It's really more so like they are absolutely in love with it, or they're coming to us and being like, I still need to log into my portal at some point in time, but I bet it's great.
Right. Now, adoption's always the challenge. One last question. If there's agents out there listening or watching on YouTube and they haven't sold a bunch of luxury yet, but they want to get into that market, what's your advice to them?
Yeah, you know, I think that my advice to any agent who wants to get into luxury, wants to break into that market, it's sort of going to be twofold. First and foremost, feel free to jump in and learn more about the certification that we offer and take the certification course, because it's great. And honestly, we're about to launch a certification 2.0, sort of like an upgraded version. We're excited about that. But that's really a great start. Should you get certified and join the membership, you will learn so much from the community. You can lean on so many members, ask them questions through workplace. Like if you have the ability and the time to be active in there, you're going to learn so much and it'll help you. You know, when I started in luxury, it was sort of like, you know, the good old boys club, right? And really, you had to make sure that you surrounded yourself with the clientele that you wanted to have. right? So what did that mean for you being in luxury? Did that mean joining a golf club, joining a country club, where you sent your kids to go to school, et cetera, right? So that was really the method to, you know, at least my experience as a young luxury agent was surrounding myself with, you know, who the people who are going to be my future clientele. Right. And of course, find a mentor and do everything you can to take as much as they're willing to offer. Right. So find somebody who has some capacity to show you some ropes, teach you a little bit, and take, you know, every little golden nugget that you can get from them, because that is invaluable. And most people will let you tag along, ask questions, you know, for free.
Awesome. Well, Trey, thank you so much for the work you're doing in the luxury division and for being on the podcast today. And to all of our listeners and viewers, hopefully you got some value out of this. Please share this with other real estate agents, and we will see you next time.
Thanks so much for having me. I sincerely appreciate it. Have a great day.